You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here, Holy Spirit.
Welcome to day 7 of our preparation to Marian consecration. Let us begin by reciting the Angelus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
and she conceived by the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done to me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh,
and dwelt among us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ, thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may, by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Day 7. A quick, easy and secure way to holiness. For the last 2 days, we've learned about some beautiful benefits of being consecrated to Jesus through Mary, benefits both to ourselves and to those who are closest to us. Today, on this final day of meditation on the teaching of Saint Louis, we are going to focus on other benefits of Marian consecration. Specifically, we're going to learn about how Marian consecration is a quick, easy, and secure way to holiness. As we read about this, we should keep in mind that the gift of these benefits doesn't entitle us to just kick back and take it easy. This would be the self-love that St. Louis rebuked during yesterday's reading. Rather, when we see God's generosity in giving us such a great gift as Marian consecration, we should strive all the more ardently to live it out and grow in holiness. Let's start with the quick and easy part. The way of consecration to Jesus through Mary is a quick and easy way to holiness. And what is holiness? Dying to self. And this definitely is not easy. Still, Marian consecration is a relatively quick and easy way along a path that by its very nature isn't easy and often takes a long time. St. Louis introduces this way as follows, quote, "As there are secrets of nature by which natural operations are performed more easily, in a short time and at little cost, so also are there secrets in the order of grace by which supernatural operations, such as ridding ourselves of self, filling ourselves with God, and becoming perfect, are performed more easily." End quote. So how do we follow this quick and easy way? By giving ourselves to Jesus through Mary. Mary leads us to Jesus and makes the road to holiness quick and easy, even though she doesn't take away our crosses. In fact, those who are particularly beloved by Mary often have more crosses than others, but Mary makes the crosses sweet and light. Quote, "It is quite true that the most faithful servants of the Blessed Virgin, being also her greatest favorites, receive from her the greatest graces and favors of heaven, which are crosses. But I maintain it is also the servants of Mary who carry these crosses with more ease, more merit, and more glory. That which would stay the progress of another 1,000 times over, or perhaps would make him fall, does not once stop their steps, but rather enables them to advance. Because that good mother, all full of grace and of the unction of the Holy Spirit, prepares her servants' crosses with so much maternal sweetness and pure love as to make them gladly acceptable, no matter how bitter they may be in themselves. It's just as a person would not be able to eat unripe fruits without great effort, which he could hardly keep up unless they had been preserved in sugar." End quote. We make more progress in a brief period of submission to and dependence on Mary than in whole years of following our own will and relying upon ourselves. End quote. By this practice, faithfully observed, you will give Jesus more glory in a month than by any other practice, however difficult, in many years. True devotees of Mary have such facility in carrying the yoke of Jesus Christ that they feel almost nothing of its weight. So the way of Marian consecration truly is quick and easy, relatively speaking. As St. Louis says elsewhere, it's like the difference between a sculptor who makes a statue through long weeks of hard labor, hammering away with a chisel, and another artist who makes the same statue quickly and easily by using a mold. Mary is the mold that forms us perfectly, quickly and easily into other images of Christ. We'll now close these reflections on the wonderful benefits of Mary consecration by letting St. Louis describe how this way is also a secure path, meaning that as we walk it, we're particularly protected from and defended against evil. Quote, "Mary puts herself around her true children and accompanies them like an army in battle array. Shall a man who has an army of 100,000 soldiers around him fear his enemies? A faithful servant of Mary, surrounded by her protection, has still less to fear. This good mother would rather dispatch battalions of millions of angels to assist one of her servants than it should ever be said that a faithful servant of Mary who trusted in her had had to succumb to the malice, the number, and the vehemence of his enemies." End quote. Today's prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, help me to praise you for such a quick, easy, and secure path to holiness. I have a question for today's reflection, and it is as follows. An essential part of growing in holiness involves dying to self. This is not an easy task. After all, self-preservation is deeply ingrained in all of us. To help us die to self, we are called to bear our daily crosses. Although we often complain about them, St. Louis says that crosses are the greatest graces and favors of heaven. And while Jesus says, "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple," he also says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." We must depend on supernatural help for bearing our crosses in life. Do you have a short list of crosses or a long one? Write out a list of crosses and blessings. Yes, as the saints remind us, crosses are also blessings. How have you asked for supernatural help up to now as you prepare for consecration?
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Welcome back, friends of Radio Maria. We have just concluded week one of Father Michael Gately's book, 33 Days to Morning Glory, where we looked at the life and devotion of Saint Louis de Montfort. Today we are going to discuss and ponder more deeply on the readings of this past week. I have with me in the studio two special guests, Enzina De Angelis and Boots Montano. Both Enzina and Boots are parishioners at St. Mary Immaculate Church in Richmond Hill. They are active members in a number of ministries at the church, but most importantly, they share a love for Mother Mary and our Lord Jesus. Welcome, Enzina. Welcome, Boots. And thank you for being here today. Before we begin our sharing and pondering, let us first begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So once again, thank you, ladies, for being here. And as we begin our journey for Marian consecration, what are some of the desires and expectations that you have of this journey? Enzina?
Yes, thank you. I think that for me, I would like to learn more about our Blessed Mother. I already know quite a bit about her because, of course, I grew up as a Catholic, and so I've known her since I was a child. But I find that there's never know completely everything there is to know about Mother Mary. So there's always you're always growing into knowing more about her. So I'd like to learn more about her. And to become closer to Jesus through this spiritual pilgrimage and retreat within ourselves spiritually. I'd like to also to learn more about the Catholic religion through these particular studies and reflections about different Marian saints in Father Gately's book as well. So just to get more a well-rounded picture. And every time we, even if we read the same story about saints and even in the Bible, we read it over and over, we always get something new and some new inspirations.
That's so true. I totally agree with that. You can read something 10 times and always get some 10 different inspirations and insights into what you've read.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Enzina. Boots.
St. Louis de Montfort was actually introduced to me by a nun about 20 years ago. And now I realize, you know, how thankful we should be because he really started this Marian consecration for all of us, which is really beautiful. And I grew up in a family of five girls, and we lost our father at an early age, and so our mother really was very, very close to Mother Mary, and she brought us praying the rosary at a very young age. And I really thank my mother for that. And of course, I still want to be closer, even more, to Mother Mary and to our son Jesus. What resonates with me upon reading this first week was that Saint Louis de Montfort, what he has there at the conclusion was for the glory of God. And it reminds me during my college days at the convent, because I always put that phrase in anything that I write, and I ended that in all things God may be glorified. So I see that connection with Saint Louis de Montfort and myself growing up, and I, as I said, I want to be able to love Mother Mary more each day, and to go to her son Jesus Christ, to be close to him. Amen.
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 So from what I hear, you both express a desire to want to know Mother Mary more. And, you know, I think in our daily life, we can never stop knowing a person or learning more about a person, even our own siblings, for example, or our own spouses or mothers, and because we're always changing. But we know that God is always the same. And the way we get to know him more is through knowing Mother Mary more and getting closer to her, so that we can get closer to her son, Jesus.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, thank you.
So having said that, is there anything from this week from St. Louis de Montfort's teachings that really stand out for you?
Yes, actually, I found the very first part that was describing St. Louis de Montfort's how he grew up, his family, his culture, his environment, and what he was influenced by, and how he grew up in an area of northwestern France, where there was a history of the men being warriors and being very warrior-like, and that character trait was apparently in many or most of the men of that culture. And actually, St. Louis de Montfort mentioned that he also had inherited his father's bad temper. But however, what he did was he took this bad temper and his fiery passion, and he channeled it not to threats or violence, but to laboring for the greater glory of God through the true devotion to the Blessed Virgin. So that's... I thought that was very, very good instruction for all of us, because especially with emotions and with the emotions that we have that that require, as you say, the gift of the Spirit, self-control. So he was able to have this self-control and to channel this fiery passion in a positive way to the glory of God, as Boots was saying as well.
Yes, that's so true. It's you asking Mother Mary to help us control our negative qualities so that we can redirect those qualities in a positive way.
Yes, yes, exactly, yeah.
Thank you. Anything else to add, Boots?
Just a note that St. Louis de Montfort, he has this passion for Christ, and he did it through his love for Mother Mary. So he really went through Mother Mary to go to Jesus, and that's how he showed his love and his faith and his hope and trust to God through his Mother Mary.
Thank you so much. And on that note, let us make this our first week journey all, and the following weeks to come, all for the glory of God.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit.
Burn away my fears. Wipe away my tears. And trust in you are here. Holy Spirit,
you have been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.